Pediatric physicians are urging the Biden administration to declare a national and public health emergency as respiratory illnesses are leading to a surge in hospitalizations among children. Walmart will pay $3 billion as part of a multi-state opioid lawsuit, and virtual care company Hims & Hers secures another health system partnership. It's Thursday, November 17th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Gist Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines in health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association are calling on the Biden administration to declare a national and public health emergency in light of the alarming surge of respiratory illnesses, including respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, and the flu. In a letter sent this week to the White House and Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra, the group said that a surge in hospitalizations due to these two viruses, combined with an ongoing children's mental health crisis, is pushing pediatric units to capacity. According to the letter, more than 75% of the nation's pediatric hospital beds are currently full, and in some states, that figure is closer to 90%. The pediatric organizations say that by declaring the RSV and flu surge as a national and public health emergency, healthcare providers would be able to be more nimble in addressing capacity issues. A PHE would allow hospitals a reprieve from requirements outlined by the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, or EMTALA, that may prevent transferring patients. It would also allow hospitals to create off-site triage to manage capacity challenges and allow licensure reciprocity to support cross-state care and telehealth. The pediatric groups also asked federal officials to encourage Medicaid agencies to support telehealth and out-of-state care, work to mitigate supply and drug shortages, and provide healthcare providers with visibility into pediatric-specific supplies and equipment in the national stockpile. Hospitals across the country have been raising the alarm over the unusually early surge in RSV and flu cases among children since early October. Walmart has agreed to pay more than $3 billion to settle a multi-state lawsuit that alleged the nation's largest retailer did little to rein in suspicious opioid prescriptions that contributed to the national opioid crisis. In a statement released Tuesday, Walmart said it believes the settlement framework is in the best interest of all parties and will provide significant aid to communities across the country to combat the ongoing crisis. The settlement is contingent on approval among the 43 states that are part of the lawsuits, and Walmart said it will continue to fight any lawsuit not resolved through this settlement framework. In addition to this settlement, Walmart says it has worked to address the crisis at the store level by reducing the amount of opioids dispensed, protecting against diversion and theft, and increasing access to overdose reversal medication. It also says it has a campaign to educate consumers about opioid abuse. Walmart is the latest national pharmacy to settle lawsuits over its alleged role in the opioid crisis. CVS and Walgreens, the two largest retail pharmacy chains in the United States, agreed tentatively to separate settlements earlier this month, agreeing to pay a combined $10 billion to state, local, and Native American governments. Like CVS and Walgreens, Walmart has not admitted to any wrongdoing as part of the settlement and strongly disagrees with the allegations. Other entities, including drug manufacturers and distributors, have already settled similar major opioid lawsuits. Though the settlements could signal the beginning of the end to the legal fight over the opioid crisis, the epidemic is far from over. Overdose deaths rose to record levels in 2021, due in large part to illicit fentanyl and counterfeit prescription pills. According to the CDC, more than 71,000 people died last year due to fentanyl overdoses. Virtual care provider Hims and Hers is partnering with Wilmington, Delaware-based Christiana Care, a three-hospital health system, to provide its customers access to in-person primary and specialty care services. The telehealth company is known for its direct-to-consumer model of virtual care that allows individuals to get prescription medications, over-the-counter drugs, and personal care items to treat a broad range of conditions. These range from sexual health concerns, skin care issues, and hair loss. The partnership with Christiana Care will expand Hims and Hers' footprint to Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and allows the telehealth company to refer patients with more complex medical histories or require in-person evaluations to Christiana Care providers. Christiana Care gains access to a broader patient population for its Center for Virtual Health and extensive network of in-person care services. The Christiana Care deal is Hims and Hers' latest provider partnership, and with it, the company now has a primary care presence in 10 states, including the District of Columbia. Hims and Hers' other provider partnerships include Mount Sinai Health System, Ochsner Health System, and Privia. Hims and Hers went public via a SPAC deal in January 2021. Since its founding in 2017, the company has grown rapidly to nearly 1 million subscribers. According to a presentation given to investors earlier this year, Hims and Hers plans to expand its offerings to other health conditions, including fertility and sleep disorders, as well as chronic conditions like diabetes and high cholesterol. This has been Gist Healthcare Daily. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Weekly Gist. The Gist Healthcare Daily podcast is an independent production of Gist Healthcare.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.